if you miss us live, you can listen to us wherever you get your podcast.
Tony Lord, I'm the general manager of Fred Bean's Key & Langhorne. I just wanted to take a minute to talk about Larry Felt, my career at Janiors USA. Larry and I had been working together for about the last 12 years now, and anything I've ever needed as far as recruiting, training, Larry's been right there. Larry's got me salespeople, he's got me managers, he's got me technicians even through the toughest times in the industry, and he is just the kind of guy who's going to tell you exactly what's on his mind. He's going to tell you exactly what he thinks. But Larry also has the expertise to back it up. When he was in the dealership world, he was a top performer. And that's really important to my staff, especially as it pertains to training. A lot of people can come in and teach out of a textbook, but Larry has real-world experience dealing with customers, dealing with situations in dealerships that we go through on a daily basis and try to train on, but Larry's been through it, so he can really empathize with the people and tell you what's worked for him and maybe what way not to go. Larry is just always at a 10. I mean, his energy level is always up there, and I think people, they just love that and they feed off of it. He's not faking it. He is genuinely excited to come in and help you. He's excited to come in and help grow your business. And he's one of those people who just really enjoys seeing dealers succeed and have a lot of fun at the same time.
Life is about connection. Having a support system to lean on. And roads to endless possibility. At every turn, guiding the way, we are building the connections that move you.
So what would your dealership feel like if your entire sales staff was literally on fire, your sales and service staff? They were nonstop all over social media, completely dominating your marketplace. They could do it in 30 days or less and then continue their education to do it for an entire 6 months or a year. You literally would completely take over the entire marketplace and no one would be able to compete with you. And that's what we can do for you. So when you're walking around your community, whether you're at local restaurants or you're going to the gym, if you don't want to be bothered, fine, you won't be bothered. But a lot of people will walk up to you and say, oh my God, I love your social media. Your staff is amazing. We love what you're doing in the community. We want to come buy a car from you. We want to get an oil change at your dealership. Your community is absolutely going to love you. And it doesn't matter what platform you're on. You could be on TikTok, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, all social media platforms. You will literally be all over the place. And not only will you have ads running, but your own staff is going to be promoting your brand and promoting themselves within the dealership and within the business. So it's like running an ad times 100-fold because your entire staff is participating in the process. I've traveled all over North America. I've trained Toyota. I've trained Nissan. I've been to driving sales. I've been to Women in Auto. I get hired as a speaker for conferences at universities all over the country. And I can help change the trajectory of your dealership right now.
Hey, this is Ian.
And this is Jeff. We're here at NADA 2024, something that we don't call it after we interviewed somebody from Colombia, nada, because that's like no business. And we are here with Ken Luna of Dealery Process, a bunch of other e-companies. And Ken, thank you for taking the time with us. We know it's busy.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Can you tell us just a little bit about yourself and the company?
So a little bit about me. I'm a long-term industry veteran. I've been around at decades, especially at NADAs, and I'm in the technology sector. That's been my entire background, my entire career. So, and NADA is, for me, having gone to as many of them as I have, it's like homecoming. Yeah, I get to see a lot of people that I only see them once a year normally at NADA. So to me, it's a lot of fun.
Well, it's very interesting because, you know, us being a Zoom show, et cetera, and for 2 years, everybody was this tall. And you walk up and you know the face and you're going, wait a minute, the rest doesn't look like the person. So a lot of people you meet, you know.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the space on the DEP side and also on the technology side is a little crowded these days. What's your feeling on the show so far and what's new in the space this year?
So what's new, and I'm going to, you know, trumpet Dealery Process a little bit here, is that the focus is not so much on websites per se, but making them part of an ecosystem that includes integrating with the various other technologies such as CDPs or customer data platforms, and some of our other companies such as Credit Miner expanding a lot of technologies that they are going beyond utilizing soft credit pulls beyond just the website, but in various forms of marketing. And our other company, eAuto Appraise, continuing to expand its capability in the car valuation standpoint. But Dealery, outside of being a connected web platform now and being really still the only one, some of the other things that they've come out with is the group technology. So if you're a group of dealerships and you're wanting to track and have it make be convenient for an individual going from one website to another, they've now incorporated that into their technology. So it's some really cool stuff. And some other things that they've done, we've done internally within the infrastructure.
I mean, you know, I know we're only 3 hours into the show, but what are you, there is a, anyways, live, that's my line now, live. What are you hearing from dealers? What are their challenges and what are they trying to get?
Well, you know, I believe the environment, you know, dealers are focused on a lot of different things. They're always worried about what's going to happen with their dealership from an OEM standpoint.
Yeah.
They're worried about the world of EVs. You know, that tends to be a yo-yo right now. You know, yeah, you got to sell these. So maybe not. Maybe we'll go back to hybrid.
Yeah.
So a lot of things, but a lot of what they're worried about, they've always worried about. And the main thing is the bottom line. You know, what is the best way that they can put together a team and make the most money in the period of time that they have on this planet?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that summarizes it. So one other new thing I did want to talk about a little bit, one of the things that Credit Miner is very much involved in is identity verification, some new technology from TransUnion that we are partnering with them on, that and also another company, a new startup called Gather, that basically at the front end of the sales process, right now, when you're buying a car, it's a little bit of a disconnect when you're moving your insurance from one company and trying to get it to the new car, you know, probably wanting to keep what you've got now, but not wanting to be sold anything at the dealership, which is been one of the things that people have been trying to do, and it just gets in the way of the deal. So what Gather's done with the identity verification that we're working with them on has come out with a system that basically streamlines that.
Gather, it's called, you said?
Right.
So you touched on a point, because other platforms, and we all mentioned Boo, but they're, the F&I manager handles it, and they almost get exposure to that person's driving record. And, you know, I could understand that, yes, a dealer's not going to share somebody's, the fact that they're about to lose their license with the bank, but they know that, they get a little nervous and send them down the pike to a subprime lender instead of a prime lender.
Right.
So that could see that. That's a very good point.
Yeah. So basically what Gather does, I may be repeating myself here, but basically, but what they're doing is they're taking the physical documents out of the dealership's hands and doing everything and having the prospect do it on their smartphone. So basically, the individual takes a picture of the front and back of the driver's license, takes a selfie, and then also takes a picture of the insurance card. And then when they take that selfie, it does a biometric check against the picture on the driver's license card. And this information goes to TransUnion, and they do a verification, not only of the insurance, but also that individual is who they say they are. So basically what that does is that's starting to protect dealerships and to a certain degree, lenders against what we call synthetic fraud, where someone pretends like they're somebody else than they really are. And what's happening in the industry, that was over $1 billion in losses last year to automotive. And all car dealers have got some story about how they thought they sold a car to somebody, and 2 months later, that person didn't exist. And what this is a shield against it. And what Gather has done with their technology is they built in a guarantee that basically says, if that happens, or if somebody, you know, waffles on the insurance, or they try to give you an insurance card and they don't really have insurance, because that's one of the biggest issues. You can have a card, doesn't mean you made your payments.
Yeah.
And, you know, it protects dealers from any of the repercussions of any of that happening.
You actually just touched on something there, because my initial thought was fraud as we see it. Somebody comes in, my name is Joe Smith, there's my driver's license, etc. Here you go. You know, here's my insurance card. Bye. They drive from there. And if you live in a port city, it's at the port, it's in the container before they find out what's going on.
Right.
And we're from Vancouver, Canada. Yeah,
pieces of it are.
Pieces of it are.
Right.
Actually, years ago, I have to tell you, I was at the Chrysler store. And we did a massive fleet order. Like 600 vans. So massive for us. In the States, it's like 3 days' work. And it was a Chinese company coming to Canada, and they had presented to Chrysler at the time,
right,
a program where they were going to lease these vehicles to new immigrants. They bought it. Great. They found out that these vans went from our dealership to the port, went on a container to Hong Kong. In Hong Kong, they got cut in half. And they were imported to China as parts, which did not have a tariff at that time, and welded back together.
Well, there you go.
And we didn't get charged back because it was the factory.
Well, you were lucky, because normally what happens is a synthetic fraudster goes to the dealership. The dealership does certain things. They might do a license scan or something like that, but they don't do any biometrics.
Oh.
They don't do any deep dive into that individual because they're kind of worried about being intrusive during the sales process. So you got to make it simple and easy. And also, you know, most people are honest, trying to make them understand this is for their protection as well, protecting their identity, making sure that someone hasn't stolen their identity, trying to do something with it, trying to buy an $80,000 vehicle and then disappear. And now they got a credit mess on their hands. But in those situations, typically it's the dealer that gets stuck, not the lender.
I said, I hate to say you're at home and you get a TransUnion safe scan alert.
Yeah.
You just bought a Range Rover.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So this is designed to prevent that from ever happening.
That's tremendous.
So that's the big thing going on with Credit Miner. But as you said early, when I don't know if we were on or off camera here, is that dealery process, a dealery process with the web division. I didn't even mention our Amazon division, which is Amazon advertising, all of the different areas that we're doing in that. So you can see that DRE in the old days, yes, started out as a website company, but is now in many, many different areas of our industry, if you will.
The fact is, you got to evolve, right?
Exactly.
And also, dealers, I mean, the big buzzword, obviously, this year is AI and last year.
Yeah.
In terms of dealers, in terms of at the show, I mean, what is your goal to, in terms of pop pushing as you speak to dealers at the show this year?
Well, I think that, everything that I've just said, you know, that's what we're, but, it, you know, you mentioned AI. The other great thing about Dealer Reprocess, unlike other companies, is that it's an open platform. So maybe, you know, we're not experts in AI. But there are other companies that are really good with AI that we can integrate with and work with. And we work with pretty much anyone in the industry that's willing to work with us from an integration standpoint.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Yeah. Well, we're going to work on a show. It's going to come up. We're going to call it AI-AI-O. Because really that's the big thing we're talking about.
Right.
And we've come up on our Monday shows. And of course, it's me because I'm just a big jokester.
Well,
but I kept saying that we're waiting for John Connor to come because we're going to need him very soon.
You know, I just hope, and I really haven't been diving into the AIs. So I just hope from a dealership standpoint, they're a whole lot better than the ones that I have to deal with in the banking industry and some of the other ones where, I mean, you just, you know, most of what I say to AIs is live person, live person. I mean, that's my AI experience. So,
can I speak to your manager?
They talk yeah. back with that? Don't recognize.
No, there you go. I do not understand. You know, that's what typically you'll get.
Yeah, you want to talk to a person?
Listen, in all fairness to the companies that do AI here, I have no idea. I can't imagine they're like that. But I mean, we're talking multi-million-dollar or billion-dollar companies out there that are using that type of technology right now that I experience with, you know, I have experience with it that hadn't been positive.
What scares me, all joking aside though, with AI, is it's learning.
Yeah.
And all the jokes and all the movies and all that other stuff, it can come to a process or to a point where you can't access your data because it
right
pissed off at you.
Well, you mentioned John Connor and the Terminator, so that's gotta be in the back of your mind, right? Mm-hmm. Cyberdyne. Just look out for a company calling themselves Cyberdyne.
Yeah. Well, yep. You know, that'd be a good idea. Corporate.
Yeah.
Ken, thank you. Is there anything else you wanted to mention that you felt would be of interest to Carpe?
No, I think that pretty much sums it up. That's a lot.
Awesome. My final question is for me anyway. Who knows what he's about because he's got better questions.
Oh, is he next?
I don't know. But other than more business, what else do you want? Are you looking to achieve from the show or the company?
I think new ideas. You know, we're always open to new, and there's always something new. I mentioned Gather, and they're partnered with us. No one even thought about doing something like that.
No.
You know, I mean, it's just like I always think, man, we've pretty much covered everything, and then every year I'm wrong. You know, there's always something new out, and trying to keep up with all of that. The other thing that I would mention is a personal plug for DLRE and myself is, you know, I would highly suggest if you're not on LinkedIn right now from a business standpoint, to go there. It is the business Facebook is basically what it is. And that's pretty much where I spend a lot of my time these days. And it's where I learn a lot and pick up a lot of new ideas.
Yeah. Well, he's one of the kings of LinkedIn.
Well, he's kind of, I know he is. So,
they said, you cannot have any more connections. You must gain followers.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Super. Ian, anything else?
No, thanks for taking the time. Appreciate it. Good to see you.
Ian, always pleasure seeing you, buddy.
Yeah.
Great to meet
you. All right.
Thanks for the awesome.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, thanks.
Hey, if you miss us live, you can listen to us wherever you get your podcast. Hey, if you miss us live, you can listen to us wherever you get your podcast.